Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Tuesday, variably cloudy, 50% chance for scattered thunderstorms and a high today near 80. In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy and 69 degrees, 65 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee, 69 cloudy in Racine. The Racine Unified School Board meeting agenda for last night did include several items that were pretty important for the upcoming school term, like the calendar, academic standards, even new hires waiting on contracts. But the continued controversy surrounding proposed changes in the employee handbook led to the teachers' union calling on board members not to attend and force a delay. Ultimately, it led to the lack of a quorum and no votes were taken on anything. Mike Frontier, Don Nielsen were going to be out of town anyway. Board President Melvin Hargrove noting Dennis Weiser and Julie McKenna both purposely did not attend. McKenna observed at the new Olympia Brown School groundbreaking just 2 hours earlier.
As the president of this school board, I would like to apologize for the board's inability to see to the business of this district. We were elected to represent Racine community and not the interests of any one group. This is evident in the fact of the union's call for the two board members to boycott this general and regularly scheduled business meeting and their willingness to do so.
In an email, Dennis Weiser said this is about the process, not the handbook language, which needs committee review per board policy, then debate and a vote of more than six board members. Employee raises, meanwhile, came up during the budget hearing, which did take place. REA and REAA Executive Director Naomi Baden saying that wage negotiations could change the budget.
Somehow the district has miraculously found just enough new revenue in its preliminary budget to fund a certain kind of supplemental pay that it is proposing for certain teachers not eligible for the steps and levels. And the budget assumptions speak to step and level increases still, yet the district's budget for labor costs makes no mention of a cost of living increase. Why is that?
Superintendent Lolly Haas during Budget Director Mark Duff's overview of the still interim budget noted the base wage calculation offered a specific amount of money and dedicated carryover is one time only, not for future base wages. Latest budget numbers put the tax rate around $10 per thousand assessed value. Final state numbers won't be arriving until mid-October. Now, as we mentioned, the budget public hearing did take place. Gilbert Bertelson, the board's attorney, explaining while the statute authority on this really isn't all that clear, he felt the hearing should proceed and that it definitely could proceed.
Statutes give timelines for when this hearing must be held, and those timelines must be met. I'm sure that's likely to be a concern of our business department if we don't hold this hearing on time, within those timelines. And last but not least, all of this came up very, very late with a notice having gone out to the public that tonight's the night we're supposed to come and talk about the budget.
Bertelson adding that somebody in the public could always challenge the legality of going ahead with a hearing, and that would simply result in another hearing taking place. An ad hoc commission was supposed to have analyzed a study of the Kenosha Fire Department and made recommendations to the city council. That group has been disbanded, didn't hold one meeting since it was formed in March, but aldermen are probably going to revive it at their next meeting. Commission was supposed to deliver the report to the council by the 1st of August. City Attorney Ed Andoramian noting that since the deadline had passed, the council couldn't vote to extend it. Alderman David Paff, a member of the commission and a city firefighter, submitted the request for the extension, he said, before the deadline. Council President Daniel Przanski, originally proposing creation of the commission, said the August deadline was set so that recommendations would be available before the budget process began.
I can tell you my goal on this was that it wasn't going to be just another commission and a report and a study that we had put out there that was going to sit on the shelf someplace and never been looked at again, like so many of them do.
Paff withdrew his sponsorship of the resolution which killed it. However, the council's expected to revive the panel when it gets together in September. Oh, and that fire last Friday morning in Kenosha that gutted a vacant commercial building at 20th Avenue and 64th Street, still under investigation, and Fire Chief John Thompson says until it's proven otherwise, they're considering it suspicious. This is at the former Bastrop Roof and Supply Company site, scheduled to be razed next month, only adding to the investigation. Racine Unified School District formally breaks ground on the first of two totally new schools for the first time in almost 40 years. Not a new addition to an older facility, a ceremony held in Caledonia for the new Olympia Brown Grade School on 5.5 Mile Road. Superintendent Lolly Haas suggesting the work starting on this and the other two projects this week made all the referendum efforts worthwhile.
Thanks to all of the parents who put their input into developing a design that's going to be perfect for this site and for this part of Racine Unified School District. It's something that I'm so proud to be part of. So thank you for coming. Thanks for each of you. I know you had a big part in the beginning of what will be standing here 1 year from now, a brand new elementary school.
Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley said the new Olympia Brown is going to be money well spent on a school that is long overdue. In addition to the usual shovel-turning ceremony, pictures were taken with the students, their parents, and staff for Olympia Brown. Riley Construction is going to have the new science-based school up and going for the 2016-17 school year. Just like with the projects for Gifford and Knapp, they will have their own ceremonies yet this week. Kenosha City Council grants a development company out of Madison that hopes to revitalize the old Heritage House downtown a little more time to come up with some additional funding. Gorman and Company wanted to secure another round of that funding from the federal government through the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Corporation. WEDA, though, didn't get that funding. Community Development Director Jeff LeBon telling the Alderman it was felt that Gorman ought to be given a little more time to seek out another source for that funding.
And our question to them was, are you in fact still committed to the project? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. And I think we're, you know, from a staff standpoint, we're willing to continue to work with them within a reasonable period of time to see if they can put that final piece of the financing puzzle in.
Alderman decided to give the company three more months to work on that. Motorcycle company that's based in India, created back in 1901, has set up shop in Milwaukee in the heart of Harley country. The headquarters for Royal Enfield North America, a division of Eicher Motors Limited, now operating in a temporary location in the Fifth Ward. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says the company's permanent offices are being renovated in the Third Ward and will be open next year. Up to 25 employees expected to be working there by the end of 2017. And the Wisconsin Realtors Association has July existing home sales across the state up 16.9% versus a year ago, every region showing an increase, median prices up an average of 3.8%. In the southeast corner, the average gain, 11.9%, 4.7% on the price increase. Kenosha sales in July up 30.5%, 11.5% in Racine, 2.8% in Milwaukee. Median prices up 13.1%, 6.3% in Kenosha, 6% in Milwaukee. WRJN.com. It is our webpage. You can get our podcast and the newscast whenever you want it. Go to the local news section. Also updates on Twitter at WRJN News. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News. 7-